Exclusive. Representative Andrew Clyde, 88 House Republicans propose bill to defund Biden's pro-abortion executive orders. By Sean Moran on January 20, 2023. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, and 88 other House Republicans introduced legislation on Friday that would block and defund President Joe Biden's pro-abortion executive orders, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. As tens of thousands of proud pro-life Americans attend the March for Life in our nation's capital today, I'm proud to stand for the sanctity of life by reintroducing legislation to block and defund President Biden's pro-abortion executive orders, Clyde told Breitbart News in a written statement. At every turn, the Biden administration has advanced the evils of abortion, subverting the will of the American people, circumventing the Constitution, and undermining the integrity of our nation's highest court. Congress must take action to protect the precious unborn and prevent taxpayer dollars from funding the left's abhorrent abortion agenda. Clyde introduced the Protect the Unborn, Undo the Negligent Biden Orders Right Now Act, a bill that he introduced last congressional term and has now reintroduced, as Republicans could likely pass the bill through the House. The Georgia conservative introduced the legislation on Friday, the day of the 2023 March for Life, in which pro-life activists will no longer march to the Supreme Court, but rather to Congress, where they will urge lawmakers to enact pro-life legislation. Many conservative and pro-life groups, such as Heritage Action, Family Research Council, and Catholic Vote, support Clyde's legislation. The legislation aims to defund and block the implementation of many abortion executive orders Biden carried out in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling striking down Roe v. Wade. Biden's executive orders instructed the Departments of Justice, DOJ, and Health and Human Services, HHS, to fight efforts to limit women's ability to access abortion medication or to travel across state lines to access clinical abortion services. The Protect the Unborn Act would prevent any federal agency from carrying out Executive Orders 14079 and 14076. Co-sponsors of the bill include Robert Adderholt, AL04, Rick Allen, GA12, Jody Arrington, TX19, Brian Babin, TX36, Don Bacon, NE02, Jim Baird, IN04, Troy Balderson, OH12, Jim Banks, IN03, Jack Bergman, MI01, Andy Biggs, AZ05, Gus Bilirakis, FL12, Dan Bishop, NC09, Lauren Boebert, COO3, Mike Bost, IL12, Ken Buck, COO4, Kit Kamick, FL03, Buddy Carter, GA01, Ben Klein, VA06, Michael Cloud, TX27, Rick Crawford, AR01, Warren Davidson, OH08, Byron Donalds, FL19, Jeff Duncan, SCO3, Chuck Edwards, NC11, Jake Elsie, TX06, Rand Estes, KSO4, Pat Fallon, TX04, Randy Feenstra, IA04, Drew Ferguson, GA03, Chuck Fleischman, TN03, Mike Flood, NE01, Scott Franklin, FL18, Matt Gates, FL01, Bob Good, VA05, Lance Gooden, TX05, Paul Gosar, AZ09, Marjorie Taylor Greene, GA14, Michael Guest, MSO3, Andy Harris, MD01, Bill Huizenga, MI04, Ronnie Jackson, TX13, Bill Johnson, OH06, Dusty Johnson, SD at Large, Mike Johnson, LA04, Jim Jordan, OH04, Mike Kelly, PA16, Trent Kelly, MSO1, Darren LaHood, IL16, Doug LaMalfa, CA01, Doug Lamborn, COO5, Jake LaTurner, KSO2, Debbie Lesko, AZ08, Barry Loudermilk, GA11, Tracy Mann, KSO1, Brian Mast, FL21, Lisa McLean, MI9, Rich McCormick, GA06, Carol Miller, WVO1, Mary Miller, IL15, John Molinar, MI02, Alex Mooney, WVO2, Barry Moore, AL02, Greg Murphy, NCO3, Troy Nels, TX22, Ralph Norman, SCO5, Andy Ogles, TNO5, August Vlogger, TX11, Bill Bosey, Ethel 08. Guy Rees-Kensler, PA 14. John Rose, TN 06. Matt Rosendale, Mount 02. Chip Roy, TX 21. Keith Self, TX 03. Austin Scott, GA 08. Adrian Smith, NE 03. Pete Stauber, MN 08. Elise Stefanik, NY 21. Greg Stube, Felt 17, but Claudia Tenney, NY 24. Glenn Thompson, PA 15, William Timmons, SCO 4. Jeff Vantru, NJO 2, Mike Waltz, FLO 6. Randy Weber, TX 14, Daniel Webster, FL 11, Brett Wenstrup, OHO 2. Roger Williams, TX 25, and Rob Whitman, VA 01. G. Mancini, the president of the March for Life Defense and Education Fund, said in prepared rally remarks. The world changed when on June 24 the SCOTUS issued the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision allowing the people, through their elected officials at the state and federal level, to impact pro-life law. So many pro-life giants paved the way for this momentous victory. While this year marks our most significant victory, the human rights abuse of abortion is far from over, sadly. Mancini added, this year in the U.S. we expect well over 700,000 abortions. And so, we continue to march until the human rights abuse of abortion is a thing of the past, until the tragedy of abortion becomes unthinkable. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.